It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right. Big, gigantic story happening in Chicago today. Finally, after months of wondering about what was going to happen, the Chicago Police Department being without a superintendent, with a permanent superintendent.
Right. Escalante is filling in temporarily.
It was a great, great guy. John Escalante is a cop's cop. But he's not a guy, apparently, that was in the running to become the new superintendent. And now the police board has made its picks. And Lori Lightfoot is the person who was at the very center of that. Mm-hmm. And Lori, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
And as president of the police board, can you say how many applicants you were looking at?
Yeah, we had 39 people that applied for the job.
All right. And you've got two external, one internal. What is there a preference to internal?
No, I mean, we were looking at the best candidate, and we didn't go in with any preconceived notions beyond that. You know, obviously, we're mindful of the various challenges that the department faces, and we wanted to make sure that we had somebody with people with proven track records of, frankly, walking into difficult circumstances, adversity, and having a real drive and determination to come out on the other side of it.
This is an important moment in time, as you've mentioned. I mean, there is so much divisiveness in the city over the relationship between police and the community. You need a leader. You need a uniter. You need somebody who's going to get the community to trust the police again. But then this person also has to convince the blue shirts to trust him or her, whoever
That's
the case may be. A difficult job, isn't it?
No, I think you've hit the nail on the head. It is absolutely a daunting challenge. But we feel very confident that any of the three individuals that we've identified as the finalists can meet that challenge. Absolutely, job one is coming in with a very specific plan to address the violence that still devastates many of our neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and in particular, looking at and focusing on the proliferation of illegal guns in the city. And that's, again, not a job that can be won exclusively by the Chicago Police Department. So we have to have somebody is smart about strategy, but also understands the importance of enlisting other stakeholders, other law enforcement stakeholders, as well as the community. And clearly, bridging the gap. The gap is there. People are angry. They are frustrated. Mm-hmm. They don't feel like police officers respect them. But those communities need the police, and the police need to do their job in those communities in a way that is respectful of the people that live there, and also in consistent with the laws and the Constitution. And then, of course, the new leader has to convince the rank and file that he or she is going to lead them, is going to provide them with the support and resources they need to be successful, going to have their back. But I think the times demand that leader also sets a very clear line in the sand that police officers have to do their job the right way, and if they don't, there's going to be accountability.
Given the kinds of things that have gone on for the police officers in the daily life of a Chicago police officer in the last 6 months, things have changed. Mm-hmm. Standing orders have changed in terms of how they do their job, paperwork, contacts with civilians, things like that have been going back and forth. You know, that there was they upped the paperwork anytime a police officer made a traffic stop. Now they have reduced that again because they realize traffic stops are down and crime and violence are up. Do you see a connection as the president of the police board? Do you see a connection between the way that the police officer has been told to do his job and her job in the last 6 months and the crime rates going up?
Well, look, I mean, you can't – I'm not a sociologist. I don't study crime patterns. But common sense tells you when you've got year over year a 90-plus percent drop in police activity, and at the same time you have a significant spike in violent crimes across a number of different neighborhoods, there's got to be some connection.
So to that point
–
To that point, do you think that going internally here would – is there I guess I can't really tip the cards here for you because I don't think you will, but in terms of a Chicago police officer being able to understand and talk to his own, is that better or not than having somebody who's coming from Atlanta or coming from Spokane?
From the outside, right?
Well, I think there's a lot of hard questions that we ask every single person who is an internal candidate. People are going to want to know, basically, where were you, what did you do, and how did you assert yourself as a change agent? And those are tough questions. You know, Chicago Police Department, like many police departments, is steeped in tradition, steeped in its culture. And it's a fair question to ask whether or not somebody who is an internal candidate has the ability, the gravitas, and the will to be able to buck that culture, if you will, because that's what's going to need to happen in order to move the department forward and make it stronger. And I think that takes a special kind of person to be able to do that. And it's a tough challenge. We asked those questions very, very directly of Gene Williams. He assured us that he had that fire in the belly, mm-hmm. that he had the strength of character to be able to break through the culture that was holding the department back in many key areas. And the mayor will take his measure of him and make his own assessment as to whether or not he feels that those words can be translated into action.
And that's the process, right? That it, you've now come up with the three, and it's the mayor's choice.
That's right.
But can the mayor say no? I think it wasn't McCarthy wasn't among the original candidates, if I recall correctly. Can the mayor say, I reject all three candidates, or are you pretty confident that you'll have your superintendent here?
Well, there is precedent for a mayor rejecting the three candidates. Mayor Daley did that, and that led to the selection of Jody Reese. And look, I don't want to get ahead of the process, and I certainly don't want to speculate about what the mayor may or may not do. We spent a significant amount of time vetting the applicants, asking hard questions, not just of them, but really, you know, looking at where they have been, talking to people on the ground in those various communities. And we feel like we came up with a very thorough process and that we have three strong candidates from which the mayor can choose. Now, obviously, it's his prerogative to do what he thinks is in the best interest of the city.
One of the candidates, Cedric Alexander, it seems like very impressive resume, 40 years of law mm-hmm. enforcement, DeKalb County, Georgia, has served on, I think, for the president on public safety. He's been outspoken on a lot of issues, but one of the things I think is interesting about his pick is that he has been outspoken about the Laquan McDonald shooting and the video and the delay involved. He's critical even of the mayor and Anita Alvarez for that. He said official evasion, deception, and delay have made a terrible event corrosive and destructive. It seems like a thing that could come back to haunt him now, because he's critical of the very administration that now has an opportunity to give him the vote.
Well, look, I think that what that shows is that he is an independent thinker mm-hmm. and that he's his own person. Whoever is the next superintendent has to be given the ability to lead the department and be the superintendent of police. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have a boss, of course. That doesn't mean that your boss, the mayor, is going to have his own specific thoughts and vision about a number of key issues related to policing. But at the end of the day, whoever the mayor selects has to be someone that the mayor has absolute confidence in and enough confidence to let that person actually lead the department. To be held accountable for, to be sure, but the mayor doesn't do himself or the city any favors, and I know he recognizes this. If he has somebody who's perceived as a weak leader, who isn't able to do anything without sending Mother May I to the mayor or his staff, that's not the kind of dynamic that I know the mayor wants to set up. I'm absolutely confident that he's going to pick somebody that he feels from day one has the leadership abilities, the experience, the intestinal fortitude to lead this department forward.
And so we've described some of the qualifications of both of the male candidates, but Ann Kirkpatrick, who was most recently in Spokane as mm-hmm. the chief of police there, what was it that drew your board to her?
Well, she's very impressive. She's extremely well prepared. She came in, was able to talk to us about 77 neighborhoods, specific challenges that showed that she had really done her homework about Chicago. I think she's genuinely very enthusiastic about the opportunity, and she talks about policing as a noble profession. It talks about the guardian mentality versus the warrior mentality. She's a person who understands and gets leadership. She has done, I think, a significant amount of work both in Spokane and elsewhere, and building bridges with diverse communities. One of the things that was very impressive that we heard, not only from her but other people that we interviewed about her, that when she retired from the Spokane Police Department, her going away party was thrown by the largest African-American church in Spokane. That, to us, spoke volumes about the kind of person that she is and the way in which she is able to include the community in a partnership and real policing strategy.
It is sort of the elephant in the room, right? I mean, there's no way around this because mm-hmm. we certainly have there do appear to be racial dynamics involved in this, mm-hmm. and it has to be addressed. And I guess as you guys, I don't know how many people are on your board, but as you guys said,
there are nine of you
in the room, and you know, discussing this. I mean, it had to be a part of the discussion, I would imagine. Yes.
Well, I wouldn't, you know, I'm loathe to get into specifics about our confidential deliberations, but, you know, we are a diverse group of people, both diverse in race, ethnicity, and backgrounds. We live in the city of Chicago. We live in its neighborhoods. We raise our families here. So we are very much a part of the community fabric, and clearly we're aware of a lot of the challenges, and particularly the sentiment and anger and frustration in communities of color about a range of policing issues. We understand those issues, and I'm not going to say that they were explicitly part of our discussions, but clearly we know the times that we're in.
Yeah, and it is going to be an interesting moment. Do we have any idea of the timing here? It's on the mayor's desk. Does he have weeks, months? What happens here?
Well, there's no explicit time limit on the amount of time that the mayor can take, but I'm confident that he is going to, you know, take the time that he needs to do his own due diligence, bring these people in, look them in the eye, take his measure of them, and I'm sure he's got a vision in his own mind about the kind of leader that he wants going forward. And I think he should take whatever time he needs to get comfortable with his decision.
Finally, Gary McCarthy, obviously, is no longer with the department. He spoke at a university event a couple of weeks ago, and he basically says he was a fall guy for this. You've seen this whole thing happen. Does he have a point or no?
Well, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I have perfect information about the ins and outs of his relationship with the mayor and the larger issues, because I don't. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to, even though I'm a big sports fan, I try not to do Monday morning quarterbacking on these kinds of issues.
How are your NCAA brackets right now, Lori?
Yeah, I guess that's...
Well, you know what? I'm doing all right.
As long as you beat our fish, that's all that counts. Yeah. We've trained a fish to pick, and it's doing okay right now. So ultimately, I mean, I think it does come down to more of a personality thing. And quite honestly, headlines, we've seen this many times. We're all Chicagoans here. Mm-hmm. We've seen this many times where headlines decapitate a police superintendent.
Yeah.
So.
Well, look, the average life expectancy of a major city chief is about 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. So Superintendent McCarthy exceeded that time period.
4.5 years, right.
Yeah. And look, I think regardless of what anyone would think of him, he came into a culture in the police department with policies and procedures that needed to be changed. And I think he tried mightily to do that in many significant ways. Now, obviously, there were a lot of issues, and I think he'd be the first one to admit that he certainly didn't accomplish everything he set out to do and that some of the things that he tried to institute fell short. Mm-hmm. But we need to look forward, not backward, and that's really what today is about.
All right.
Today is about figuring out who's going to be the next leader of this great department. Despite its challenges, it has a lot of great assets, not the least of which is the men and women who are out there every single day trying to protect us and keep us safe.
Absolutely.
And we can't lose sight of that. There are challenges. There are issues that need to be addressed. But this is still one of the best police departments in the country.
Lori Lightfoot, Police Board President, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank
appreciate
you,
your time.
Thanks
and thank
for
you for your
time.
Service in this as well.
Thank you. And tell the fish good luck in his poll.
Yeah, you too. Knarble the fish just said good luck to you as well. If I can read that,
if I read
that fin properly, mm-hmm. I think that's what he
fish
said.
Fish language. It's hard to interpret,
exactly.
But probably what he
thank
said.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.